AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. President Trump tweets that he just signed a spending bill reopening the government. The government ran out of money at midnight and had to shut down as lawmakers battled over how much money is too much money to spend and battled over immigration issues as well. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
The yeas are 240, the nays are 186.
It was a pre-dawn vote on the House floor to end the second shutdown in 3 weeks. Relatively few people will even notice this one, since it lasted just 5.5 hours in the dead of night. Government funding ran out at midnight, and though Senate leaders agreed earlier in the week on a bipartisan spending compromise, Republican Rand Paul held up a vote, complaining the $400 billion agreement would bust the budget. In the end, the bill sailed through the Senate, and while the House vote was in doubt over Democrat complaints that the bill did not address immigration, the votes ensure most government employees will report for work today as usual. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The 2018 Winter Olympics opening ceremony kicked off the games in South Korea this morning. A South Korean figure skater lit the Olympic cauldron, officially opening the games that will feature 2,900 athletes from 92 countries. And in a historic moment, the sister of the North Korean leader, Kim Jong-un, shook hands with South Korea's president at the beginning of the opening ceremony. Airlines are warning passengers this morning to expect cancellations on flights to and from several states in the Midwest. This is all because of a fierce snowstorm that's targeting Minnesota, Michigan, Wisconsin, Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio. This is AP Radio News. White House Staff Secretary Rob Porter, a member of President Trump's inner circle, has resigned after his two ex-wives accused him of abuse. One of them, Jennifer Willoughby, just appeared on the Today Show describing what she says was one such incident.
We had been fighting, and Rob followed me to the shower and pulled me out of the shower to continue the rage, and immediately saw how scared I was and recognized what he was doing and released it. But that was a moment when I realized he didn't have control.
He has denied the abuse allegations. Both of Porter's ex-wives have detailed the nature of abuse they say they suffered at his hands, and they say they informed the FBI. Authorities say a school bus with students on board was damaged and two adults and other vehicles were hurt in a Kansas City gun battle. None of the children on the bus were injured. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.